Hi, Nitsa, and hi, everyone in Radioland. Thanks for having me on the show. We've got a big show, 68 films from 19 countries, and we're going to Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Canberra, and Auckland.
How do you choose between 68 films that you want to see everything, but you don't have the time?
We suggest that everybody takes November off and comes to GIF. You know, we have so many different types of films. Firstly, I would suggest that everyone try something they don't normally go to. So if you don't like a foreign language film, try it. If you don't like something with the politics of the left, try it. If you haven't done an Israeli film for many years, give it a shot. There's lots of specialness in every film that we're showing.
Perhaps we'll start with the Israeli films.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big year for Israeli films this year. We had over 30 Israeli films, all premieres in Australia. Fortunate to have 4 out of the 5 Best Feature nominations from this year's Ophir Awards. And starting off with the winner, Sandstorm, which is amazing, directed by a first-time female Israeli Jewish director, focusing on the Bedouin world in the Galil and the polygamy that goes on in the Bedouin society and the drama of the first wife and the second wife and how they cope individually and as a couple with the scenario.
So is that a documentary or a movie?
No, it's a feature film, and it won the Best Feature Film at the Sundance Film Festival this year in January. And it just won the Ophir Award for the Best Israeli Feature Film and Director. And it's absolutely a feature film.
What else from Israel?
Then we have Our Father, which is the equal 12 nominations with Sandstorm in the Israeli Oscars. And it's a beautiful drama about a soft-hearted bouncer who's trying to have a child with his wife. And they're both frum. And it's about the complexity of his world as he tries to raise money to keep the mission going to try to have a child with his wife. And it's Meni Yaesh's new film from God's Neighbours. Very powerful. Then we have Beyond the Mountain and the Hills, which from the director of The Band's Visit. It was in Uncertain Regarding Khan this year, and a very powerful family drama. And the fourth one that was nominated this year is one of our favourites. It's called 1 Week in a Day, as in 1 week being sitting Shiva, or the 7 days of mourning Jewishly, and what happens on the day after. And it's warm, powerful, it's got some comic elements like A Little Miss Sunshine. And it won a major award in Critics Week in Cannes this year.
That's interesting. And what are you planning for us for the opening night?
We have a very special film which is screening 3 months before its Australian release. And it's called Denial. And it's an American-British co-production starring Rachel Weisz. And Rachel Weisz acts the character of real-life character of Deborah Lipstadt and goes through the drama, the real-life story of Holocaust denier David Irving taking Deborah Lipstadt, the Holocaust academic, to court in England, where she needs to prove, or her case needs to prove, that the Holocaust actually happened, contrary to his beliefs and his platform.
We're talking to Eddie Tamir, the director of the Jewish International Film Festival. You've mentioned that you've got films from 19 different countries.
Yes.
Can you give us the highlights, please?
Yeah, so we've got, as usual, we have the critics' darlings, and we also have the audience and populist schmaltzy pleasers. So we scan all of those genres. In terms of the critics' quality, the international cinema, you know, high-level critics' films, People versus Fritz Bauer is one of our highlights, and that won the German Lola, or the Oscar, this year for the Best Film, Best Director. And it tells the story of Fritz Bauer, the true life character, who was a Holocaust survivor and became a Nazi hunter in 1950s Germany. And he actually finds the whereabouts of Eichmann in South America. And he is then torn between to give the information to the German authorities and the police there, which is a very complex environment in the 50s, or does he go to the Mossad? And it's one of the most powerful films that we have seen, and in one of the most powerful in our lineup this year. Moving to South America, we have The Tenth Man by one of the leaders of the new wave of South American cinema, Daniel Berman, and his new film is set in the Jewish neighborhood of Buenos Aires, and it's about a son coming back from Manhattan to deal with his fraught relationship with his father, and it's full of his reconnecting to the Jewish neighborhood of Buenos Aires and his own Jewishness. Germany is producing some amazing films at the moment, and as well as Fritz Bauer, the other highlight of German cinema is a film called The Diary of Anne Frank, which we're all familiar with.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because I think that will be of interest to a lot of our listeners, this particular movie.
It's very special, and it's based on the uncensored version of the diary. A lot of us, I think, were exposed to, you know, what was in the early days in the 60s and 70s, the censored version. So it doesn't really go into the detail of a young woman, you know, growing up, going through puberty, and all of what that meant to Anne Frank. And the film is directed by a very young, hot director called Hans Stein Bichler. And I was shocked at how beautiful the filmmaking was and how originally it went into the mind of Anne Frank and expressed her inner world as well as the outer world.
Any other documentary that you would like to tell us about?
I think that we've got a good bit of Hollywood Jewish glamour in our lineup. Our closing film is The Last Laugh, and it has Sarah Silverman, Mel Brooks, Joan Rivers, and some of the great comedians of all time dealing with the question of comedy and the Holocaust. Can you deal with the Holocaust at any level using comedy? And it's entertaining, it's complex, and it's thought-provoking. We've got the documentary about Jerry Lewis on his 90th birthday, and it deals with his life and his work and the amazing fact of that his parents didn't show up to his bar mitzvah and how that had such an impact on his life that he credits his life in comedy with that vacuum and that need for connection and for recognition and love. And then the Arthur Miller story, the great playwright, and touching on his relationship with Marilyn Monroe. And I'm not sure if you knew Nitzer, but Marilyn Monroe did actually convert to Judaism in order to marry Arthur Miller. So it's got a lot of interesting nuances in there that are relevant to our festival. Let me just say one interesting Israeli documentary series that really for me connects to my Israeliness and to my parents who are Israeli and to my late mother's interest in Hebrew literature and her work as a Hebrew teacher for 25 years in Melbourne. And she loved the Hebrew language so much. And there's a series called The Hebrewists, Ha'ivrim in Hebrew. And it deals with some characters, known and lesser known, who contributed to the Hebrew language. So, for example, there's one called The Raven, and that is about Jabotinsky. But not Jabotinsky as politician, but Jabotinsky as poet and author. And then it goes into the Rachel, Zelda, Bouzaglo, the liturgist, Moroccan rabbi, and as well as Brenner as poet. And it's beautifully done. These documentaries are rendered with animation and beautiful music, and the Hebrew language comes to life. And we have a tour by Yair Kedar, who's the producer and director of this amazing series.
Well, we are all looking forward to go and see as many movies as we can make it. many movies and documentaries. Eddie Tamir, the director of the Jewish International Film Festival, thank you very much.